Yo, what's good, people? Yo, what's good? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. I'm your man, Earl B. And first and foremost, I want to let y'all know a little something. You know, make sure that each and every day you open your eyes, you be the best person that you can be. Make sure that each and every day you wake up, you are the best person that you can be. All right. Now, we've read the statistics of all of the stuff that's been going on, all the posts everywhere, all the videos everywhere. We've seen this within the community, especially in the Black community. We've seen police brutality. We've seen all of these things constantly, the struggle against police brutality. I was looking for ways to start this podcast off, and I could only come up with one thing: enough is enough. So I started a series called Enough is Enough. Now, here's the thing. We all know what has transpired, what has taken place. We've got protests in over 43 different cities. We got police using excessive force. We've had a higher rate of police brutality within these protests. And we also have had people being murdered right within these protests. All right. Today on the sit down, I got Charles Johnson. I got Charlie J in the building. What's up, Charlie?
What's going on? What's going on with you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I got my cousin DeVille in the building. Ville, what's good?
What's up, good?
Hey, man. Ville, first off, man, I want to just come right into this, man. I just want to come right into this, man. Gun smoking. I just want to come right into this. You said something, man, that before we came on, man, that really, really, really resonated with me, man. You said something about the time lapse. And, Ville, I didn't think about that, bro. I really didn't think about that. The time lapse, you know, and you said something, man. You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing right now, but I mean, you know, you said something, man, about the time.
Yeah.
And me and Charlie, man, as you were saying this, man, this blew my mind.
For sure.
This blew my mind. Is because how long does it actually take the paramedics to get there?
I mean, I'm saying we got to sit and wait.
I mean, how long does it take? Now, you know what that I didn't see, man? Now that you brought this up, man, I didn't see any higher ranking officers.
Ever?
I didn't see, Charlie, I didn't see none of that.
None.
For the same thing?
Nothing. So, Ville, please keep the science, man, on what you talking about, man, on time lapse, man.
Man, I just always go back to the whole thing about the word project. And when I was in elementary school, we had to do our own project every end of the year. And it was something we created. It was something that we had to take time to come up with a result.
Okay.
Hypothesis.
Okay.
You know, details. And show how the experiment starts, beginning, and end. And that was a project. So when you place somebody in a project, that's what it is. That's what we call it.
We
know what we in, right? Like, we know exactly what we in. So when you have a Black man in another man's game, they can start select whatever the fuck they want to.
Okay. True. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Damn.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Yo, go ahead. Give me your thing.
No. Come on, man.
Yeah,
elaborate on this time.
Take your time.
No. I want you to elaborate on this time, man.
I'm talking about
this for real, man.
So by design, I feel like this was done because for 8 minutes and something seconds, that's added with the time he was on his neck, added with the time y'all pulled up, time y'all handcuffed him, time y'all talked to him, put him in the back of the car, beat him up. That's a lot of time.
Right.
No ranking officer shows up. Now you on his neck. People recording. I'm pretty sure. I hope people call 911. I mean, sometimes you got to call the cops on the cops.
You got to call the cops.
So what was you waiting on the time he was on his neck? Was you waiting on him to die? Was you waiting on the ambulance to show up because you knew he was dead? Because it didn't look like he was waiting for backup.
Or was you waiting on initiation?
Same thing. He's waiting on him to die.
Okay. So now.
For short.
We've seen the actual video from the other side of the car, which shows the other two officers with their knee on Floyd as well. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Bill, this time.
No conscience. They had no conscience.
This time, man, it's really, really resonating with me, man.
What was you waiting on?
Yes.
Because the backup is usually what you waiting on, because you had a hostile guest guy who you said you think you had.
And I'm wondering why backup didn't show up to say, get off of him. You got him subdued.
Where is the backup? What was you waiting on?
Yes.
Man?
Yes.
I just said that when I'm watching, I understand the time is a yes. thing. I understand him being on his neck is a thing. I understand the whole situation is a thing. But the fucked up thing about it, why was you, what was you fucking waiting on, man?
Charlie.
I don't understand.
Charlie, I don't understand this one point, man. With the time. The time.
It's sad, man. It's like my brother said, what were you waiting on? Initiation? The Ku Klux Klan?
I mean, man. Here's another
Donald thing. Trump.
Here's another thing, man. Here's another.
You say don't be like pussy.
Oh man, this is what got me, man. The president, Orangehead, said that the mayors in their cities are weak.
Are weak.
He called them weak. Bill, how you feel? I'm just saying, Bill. If I was the president, and you the mayor, and I'm calling you weak. I mean, come on, man. Weak. He called him weak.
If you call me weak, that means I'm not doing something you want me to do in your eyes. So now you're describing me as something you feel is beneath you.
Absolutely.
I'm not with you because I'm not doing what you tell me to do.
Absolutely.
And then I disagree with what the fuck you're trying to do in the first place.
True.
You're making it more hostile.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
On purpose.
Absolutely.
And the thing that fucks me up is the people that come out and speak against this dude wasn't doing it while they were working with him. But I can understand this too, because just you got to look at it as a job. We know some of the people that own some of the companies we work with, or our supervisors or managers or whoever, are assholes.
Yeah, true. And they voted for them.
Right.
You know what I
mean? They're assholes, but we don't go to work. No, don't.
True.
And
true.
And we don't say nothing about it at work because we know we won't be at work. You know,
true.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, Charlie, man, you know, first off, man, before we go any further, hold on, man. Let me let y'all know about this podcast before we go any further. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight and upliftment to help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. My name is Earl Belden. Welcome to the sit down.
Sit down.
Welcome. Welcome to the sit down. So if this is your first time tuning in, trust me, you will be back. Because this is what we do at the sit down. We able to share the truth with respect. First and foremost, everybody here, we're not going to 100% agree on everything. And you know what? This is the reason why you can share your truth with respect. Sit down. We have people from all different nationalities. Trust me. I've had just in the last week, I'm just telling y'all, if you have not heard the podcast with Julu and Mary, we just did this thing here a couple of days ago. Make sure you go check that thing out, man. And if you haven't checked out season 1, 2, 3, or 4 season 5 and 6 of The Sit Down, make sure you go back, because I'm going to tell you right now, there are definitely nuggets within those podcasts. I've had some interesting people from all walks of life. I'm talking about all nationalities. And if you have a story that you want to tell, if you want to tell your truth, hit me up and we will get you on The Sit Down. So, Vail, I want to kick this thing off, man. First off, let me run down what happened last week. Last week in America, okay. Here we go. We had a Georgia youth pastor claims that men abducted and robbed him. Okay. Georgia youth pastor claims that men abducted him and robbed him, only to find out, because he didn't want it to be known, that he was in a hotel with a man that he met on Craigslist. Now, I want you to feel this. Black man said, another black man said that he was abducted. Understand me, abducted. And he was in a hotel with another man. So this is what I want y'all to understand. This is what I want you to understand. This dude did everything to cover it up. He did everything to cover it up. But later on, he was arrested. All right. Now, we got a Florida woman. Florida woman claims two black men kidnapped her and her autistic son, only to find out that she pushed her damn son down the canal. All right. Now, I want you to understand this. Florida woman claimed two black men kidnapped her and her autistic son. Where they do that at? That's what I want to know. Where do they do that at? Now, if y'all not fed up, I mean, enough is enough. All right, I want you to understand me, dig me. Enough is enough, and I'm tired of all the cover-ups. I'm tired of all this, all lives matter and all that. I don't want to hear all that. I'm tired of all that. You dig? Yeah, all lives matter, but we talking about black lives. That's what we talking about, you know. And then we got Amy Cooper. She in the park with her dog off the leash in an area where she's supposed to have a dog on a leash. Christian Cooper, no relation to Amy, said, can you please put the leash on your dog? Because he was bird watching. Amy did what every white woman has done. She went into actress mode. Oh, my God! I'm going to call the police and tell the police that you are harassing me and my dog. Well, how many Amy Coopers do you know that has done this type of stuff
to myself?
Not even to yourself, to anybody. Because, you know, white women know how to pull this thing off. Now, what if the police had showed up there?
You know, and that's my thing, man, you know. I think it's more show to more of the majority, right?
Okay.
I think it might be more the majority has been shown that it's white women.
Okay.
But I could see any woman that pretends to be in distress,
yep,
would have attention to be applied her directly.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here's where I'm at with that, Bill. Here's where I'm at with that. White women been doing this, man, for a long time, man. They've been pulling these capers for a long time. And these brothers that got lynched, they done got, you know what I'm saying, incarcerated, charged for rapes that they haven't done. All because, oh my God! You know what I'm saying? These are some great actresses, man.
Oh, my God. I'm going to call the police.
And here's the thing about it, man. She did not hesitate, man, to say this. Don't you understand this? She went, listen, she knew that if she said that, and if she called them, they would be on her side, man.
But see, this is what I'm saying, right? We can identify that as being a problem. And 100%.
Identify that as a problem. That's a problem.
That's a problem. And we can 100% agree that's a problem. It's also a problem for black women to put men on child support that don't need to be.
That's another show, but I'm glad you brought it up. We're going to definitely talk about that.
But we don't have to get on with child support is why. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I'm equating them things to be the same as the woman feeling like are duty and she's in distress.
Okay.
So we can look at it as a predominant or a majority rule situation and
okay.
Something corny like that. Or if a dude is barbecuing and she called the police, or you know, a girl selling lemonade and she called the police, say she ain't got no license to sell lemonade.
Right.
We gotta look at a lot of things with social media. That social media fast forward everything.
Yes, they do.
You don't get an album from an artist every so many months and get to marinate with that music. You don't get a book or if you missed something and you couldn't DVR it or you didn't have VHS, you didn't record it, you missed it.
Absolutely.
So you had to hear everybody talk about the shit you didn't see, right? So
absolutely.
You had to make sure you see more than
absolutely.
Michael Jordan played ball, right?
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Or you missed it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know, in real time, some things get sped up and it gets blown out of proportion.
And the majority
starts to rule. And not to even with the with a lot of men who've been said to rape somebody, people don't agree that it happened 40, 50 years ago. They're like, "Are you kidding me?" Right? They don't identify so much with the person who was the so called victim, right?
Yeah.
That the fact that that happened fucking 50 years ago, tripping out,
man.
So it gets fed up with social media. Something that happened 50 years ago happens now. It's right now.
Check this out. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So now check this out, man. Black men are killed by white racist police everywhere. All right. I mean, black men are killed by these racist people, and they hardly ever get charged, man. Hardly ever get charged. Now, they walk. They get off. They get their pension. They even get transferred to another district. You know, never get it. Now the families of these people never get justice. Damn, how did this make you feel? Cause I know this shit angers me, man.
I'm gonna be honest, it makes me feel the same way when a black mother is doing that, dealing with the same situation when another black man kills her son.
Yeah.
Who had nothing to do with whatever the fuck the nigga was shooting for.
Yeah.
Not to say that it would be justified if he had a reason.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it comes off to me the same way. The problem that I have when it's an officer who's doing it is someone who's supposed to be there to protect me.
Protect and to serve.
And the thing is, you come with a system, right? You come with, this is your job. This is how you identify as such.
Yes.
And if you're not doing how I can identify you as doing your job correctly,
yeah,
then we don't have a problem, right? But then when you are somebody who's born in this world, you don't come with no fucking handbook, man.
No.
So you might make mistakes.
Absolutely.
Because you don't come with that, especially if you come with sometimes a one-parent home.
Yeah.
Or no-parent home.
Yeah.
Or don't know who the fuck a parent is.
Yeah.
So you don't come with a handbook.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers come with a handbook on how you supposed to do your motherfucking job.
Man, let me tell you this, man.
You come with a handbook, nigga. What is you doing?
Let me tell you this, man.
You said he had how many outside patients? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude had 18, man. 18.
And you said, what is a third-degree murder? We never heard of that.
I ain't never heard of that, man.
What the fuck is going on?
Who? Third-degree murder. I never heard of that, man, in my life.
What the fuck is going on?
You know what I'm saying? But, Bill, here's the thing, man. Let me kick some science on this, man, and I want to get your take on this, bro. We got family that live in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We got family that live there.
A lot of family.
A lot of family that live there.
St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Both sides. You know, we just took a trip up there just not too long ago. Up there. Now, here's the thing, Bill. These cops, man, everywhere, man, they have a different agenda. Now, if you're here to protect and serve, I don't see that, Bill.
Protect and serving?
Protect and serve. That's what their job is. Protect and to serve us, the citizens. I don't see that, Bill.
But I see it. The problem is, it's not being seen where I come from. Complete.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say that all officers are bad, because, like I was told, you can't say everybody's bad until you meet them one asshole
all
the time, right?
I understand that.
And then you say, oh, if you don't speak up, all y'all are bad, but everybody hasn't seen it yet.
But that's true, too.
So the ones who have seen it and didn't speak up, we're talking to you.
Okay. I'm talking directly to you.
We're talking to you, right?
I'm saying, Bill. If we got 500 cops,
okay,
and we got 10 of them that's bad, and nobody speaks up about the 10 bad, how many cops do we got, Bill, that's bad?
All of them.
510. So, I'm just saying.
That's
man,
easy math right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
If nobody's speaking up, Bill, nobody's speaking up, then are the black cops afraid of the white cops? Because this is how it's looking to me. This big fraternity, this big gang that's bigger than the Crips or the Bloods. Police is the biggest gang that there is, backed by the police union.
Okay. Well, then, by you saying that, makes me have to say, just understand that the cops was designed to catch slaves back in the day.
Okay.
That's the original job.
Okay.
To catch runaway slaves. That's why they created the cops. Just understand that, right?
Okay. I feel you where you're going.
So if that's still the mentality that you carry in the training that you're telling them, that you can be more aggressive over here because we can get away with it. But if you fuck with Johnny over there in Overland Park, his uncle's such and such, who fuck with such and such, it's going to be a problem, which means you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that.
Say it, bro. That's real talk.
So if that's the pipeline, then that means the equation is different, where we have the negative sign pointing our direction.
Absolutely. I feel you.
So we don't get the same benefit as protection. So protect and serve. Who are you protecting?
That is the question.
And what are you serving?
And that's the question.
And who are you serving?
Yes.
And those three questions are really the breakdown that they have to identify, because it doesn't mean, how can you train somebody to stop hating something?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't do that shit in my generation.
Okay, so Bill, now I'm gonna throw this back at you. I had a friend of mine, man, Dominic McKinney, man. He owns his own security company. Right? He spilled the beans on the police department.
Wow.
He talked about the bad, the brotherhood. He talked about all that, man. Dominic. Now, first and foremost, I ain't trying to put his business out there, but Dominic used to be a felon.
Okay.
Got his record expunged and got a very successful security company.
Sounds all legitimate to me.
Now, Bill, guess what he does 2 to 3 weeks out of the year? Just take the wildest guess.
He's probably an entrepreneur, so.
He's definitely that, but he trains police officers.
To do what?
He trains them in
to protect the service
in different other areas, right? But he's spilled the beans on this brotherhood, the training. The whole 9 yards. He spilled the beans on all that, man. And this is what he said. He didn't give a damn. He told it right here on the feedback.
Wow.
That's why you speak. He said, so if you want to find out about the brotherhood, if you want to find out what police is, their training, their thought pattern, go check out the episode with Dominic McKinney on there.
And you got, hold on, hold on. Wait,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You can't come with that motherfucking spicy, juicy shit and yeah. Then don't lay some leather right quick. It's something from the conversation.
It, well, I mean, all right, well, here's the thing, man. He told about the badge. He told about the badge. The badge is the brotherhood. And we got people within the brotherhood that does not tell on the brothers. Now, you hear the cops saying, you know, tell on your neighbor. Tell on who shot Johnny. Tell on this, but they ain't telling on they goddamn self. But they want you to tell.
Okay.
Also, within the podcast, he told us about proper procedure. All right? So now, here's the thing, Phil. If the police pulls you over and just say you don't have a light on your license plate. Now, we don't know our rights. So, see, we allow them, and because they know that we don't know our rights, they begin to overstep their boundaries. Dominic said that when they pull you over for not having a light on your license plate, that's the only thing that they're supposed to address.
I'm sure that's fact.
Smell weed in your car. That's not why you pulled me over. See what I'm saying?
Come on, sir.
That's not why you pulled me over.
Stop with the bullshit.
Okay. So now, you pulled me over for this, right? And see, and what Dominic said, man, I mean, y'all just got to check out that podcast. That's all. All y'all right. Just got to check
it
that out.
Sound like it's fire like a motherfucker.
Though. Yeah, man. He kicked some science on that, man. Reveal. 5 days later, man, after the officer got convicted, we got a conviction of today. The former officers were charged with aiding and abetting murder.
Back.
Now, the man who had Neil Floyd, he went from third-degree murder to second-degree murder. Why come we ain't got no first degree? That's what I'm going to find out, man. I really, you know what I'm saying? We just got a voting pool. What's going on, man? I mean, how you feel about it? First off, how did you feel about the third degree when he got charged with third degree?
Never heard of. Now, granted, again, I did not go to school for law. So, of course, I ain't heard everything. If it hasn't been something I read, it's been said or been heard of.
Absolutely.
I probably don't know what the fuck it is.
Absolutely.
In the law book.
I'm with that.
But I must say, out of all the murders that have happened that we've heard about, especially in the fucking community we come from.
Yeah, I ain't never heard third degree, bro.
I ain't heard that shit. I heard third degree burn.
Yeah.
Third degree burn now.
Yeah.
And I heard that shit.
I ain't never heard third degree.
I've heard.
Never heard of it. So now,
it,
man,
did change, though.
Now, Bill, okay, they changed it. Now, we got protests in over 43 cities.
Yeah,
a protest going on.
Are we getting to the juicy shit now? Because I'm gonna tell you. Let me just.
Yeah.
We different in the team.
Yeah.
This is the 80s. When were you born, my nigga?
I'm
scared to say it, man.
Nah, boy, I was born in 1965.
Oh, well, shit. Okay, now.
Man, your cousin be 55 this year.
Man. Congratulations, man. That's a milestone.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me get myself.
Do it again.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get myself.
Yeah, there you go. Now we fine.
Because I didn't think I was going to be here.
Hey, man, we still here.
Yeah. So, Bill, protests everywhere.
Protests everywhere.
All right. Now, within these protests, Bill,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about this on the way to go get some cigars in your car.
This is fact.
This is fact. Now, Bill, we were kicking the science on this. And I want you to understand, Vail, there is no standard procedure that they got for protesting.
Are we sure?
Well, let me just say this.
Are we sure?
In my opinion, that what I've heard from other various different people, I haven't seen a paper which details protest. So right. I don't know if they have one or not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
Okay. So, with that being said, Bill, we have these group of people, the white supremacists, right? Now, there has been a lot of white people at these protests, Bill.
Yeah.
A lot of white people. Hats off to y'all with your pure intentions. Right? A lot of them. Now, we got the white supremacy groups, man, that supply the bricks. We got the white supremacy who's supplying the ice waters and stuff that they throw in at the cops. Man. I mean, you know. And we got they call this group ANTIFA, Antifa, or whatever they call it. Those are the people who go from city to city, and these are the troublemakers.
How do they know this?
Well, for what their investigation has shown, that these are the people who have become the most rowdy. So, do I know this 100% for sure? I do not. How I found out about it, I read about it, and in every city, they're trying to say that the most radical stuff that's happening has come from this group of people. All right, that's what this is.
Interesting.
So now, Bill, here's my thing. Now, last week, we had a guy dressed up in full gear, right? He's going around busting windows, Bill. Guess who he was? Was a police officer.
This has been identified.
So now we got police tearing up stuff, and the African, plus my only goddamn African American, black people have been charged with that type of behavior. Well, we got him busting out the window. What did you think when you seen that there?
When game is on, man, and you're the one who creates the game, you never really know what is being used to make sure the creator wins.
Okay.
They always got cheat codes, right? They always got cheat codes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Every game we played, they let us know that we had the genie on Nintendo. Nigga, it's cheat codes. Up, down, select, cover, you know what I'm saying? You know, Contra and shit.
Okay.
You
must be a gamer.
I'm just giving a metaphor to show how the game is played. That
okay.
There's
right.
always a cheat code in something to get you to the next level. Understand the metaphor? If people are protesting and ain't nothing on fire, yeah, it's newsworthy, but in a sense, it doesn't take it up a level where motherfuckers can start doing target practice.
Nah, I feel you on that. Okay.
So you have to, you feel me? This shit is Tetris, man. But you got the cheat code, though. You ever play Tetris and never get the right fucking shape you need? But imagine you always got the right shape. No shit fit. I'm telling you, game metaphor.
Okay.
That you have a cheat code to win the game. And it's a game when it comes to this motherfucking shit with them. They run and own and push everything in the direction they want it to fucking go.
Okay.
They can oversee it. It's like you're a person with a magnifying glass and you see an ant. You can always jump in front of the ant because you already know where it's going to go.
Yeah, okay. I feel you on that.
This is a game.
Okay.
So when you see these motherfuckers doing this shit, the whole crowd should back the fuck away. Spread. Let that motherfucker stand out there like a leaf on a branch by itself. Identify who is this motherfucker breaking the window. Now I want you to jump in because I want you to talk about.
Yeah.
How you feel about the looting and shit? We got to talk about that.
Okay.
That's been a lot of people been getting the L and the cancel. Checking me out now. They've been getting the L and the cancel on the shit they saying about this shit going on with this protest. On all variations.
Okay.
So people have to be very careful because Trina called the people in Florida animals. Who are looting in the stores and stealing out of people she knows who own stores.
Wow.
She called them animals.
Yeah.
They want to cancel her in the black community for her career.
Well, I wouldn't just say that they need to cancel her, because that's her opinion. She's entitled to her opinion.
Okay, you're entitled to your opinion, but
yes, she is.
But this is what is going to differ now moving forward, where it looks like you're not taking those shorts. No?
Okay, well, here's the thing about it. The tearing up property, the burning down buildings, the looting and all of that kind of stuff, Bill, I don't agree with. I just don't agree with it.
So you don't agree with it because you don't understand it? You don't, or you don't agree with it because you wouldn't do it?
No, I'm just saying, well, first off, I wouldn't be destroying property. No, I wouldn't be destroying property.
25 years old, you wouldn't be destroying property.
I mean, I don't know what I would have done at 25.
I mean, you know some of the things you might have done.
My younger state is a different state, because I was a different person with a different mindset.
So we're talking about that. Let's just give that same age group and who's doing it now. That's what it
okay,
looks like.
We got older people that have been destroying properties. And first off, we got white people who has been looting as well. We got evidence of these people coming out of stores with stuff as well. So it's not just the black community. My thing is that I just don't understand.
Good word to use.
I don't understand. And it hasn't been clear why are we burning down these places? Why are we doing this? I understand about the anger, the frustration, and I understand people's mad. Enough is enough. I know they've been getting away with this. They constantly get away with it, and they never get charged. I understand the fuel of anger. I get that.
Okay.
I understand.
I got you.
But, Bill.
Okay.
I'm going to call you and be like, Bill, we're going down here. And we're going to burn down the Target, Bill. you rocking with me on that?
I'm hearing you.
Bill, we're going to burn down the Target.
It got a bullseye on it.
You feel me?
Right.
Come on, man. Who does that, man? Who does that?
So, I want to address it like this, man. Right? Let's talk about the looting. Let's talk about stealing, right? Let's start with that part.
Okay.
Can we start with that first?
Whatever you want. Hey, man.
Okay, all right.
We're going to kick the signs, baby. I'm with you. You riding with me, man. I'm with you.
I'm rocking.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if you are African American, is what they call us, Negro, Black, whatever you want to call us to identify you are, right? Everything we have has been stolen from us.
Okay, I feel where you're going.
Everything we did used to have before the transition of what we call the slavery for whatever 1100 to 9 years. From Egypt to wherever, anywhere, to now.
Okay.
Right? All those years has been stolen from us.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, let me just say stolen from us.
So it's okay for us to just go in there.
Go steal
some damn TVs, or go steal some damn Jordans, or go steal some, you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm saying it's a lot of people I know that buy shit off Boosters.
Okay, so it's okay for them to go steal the shit so that you can get it for a discount?
If you buying something from a booster, they stole it. So listen to what I'm saying.
Are you upholding the boosters, Bill? That's what I'm trying to find out.
But you got to let me finish the point, because I think it'll give more understanding of what I'm saying.
All right.
If you stealing, but you want to identify, and then going through COVID, how many businesses have been stealing money? How many businesses gained money through COVID-19?
I don't know.
It's been written that a lot of businesses have become it's been billions have been made through COVID-19.
Okay, I understand that.
And they're giving out $1,200 checks.
Okay.
To people who don't have jobs, who've lost jobs.
They took my $1,200 bill.
That sounds like stolen. Let's use the word stolen.
No, they took it.
Can we use the word stolen?
I got a letter. Bill, I got a letter from Orange here. I got a letter saying
I'm keeping this money.
I kept the letter. You know what, Bill? Why you talk? Keep talking. I'm going to pull the letter out.
It's good. Now we don't want to see that. So what I'm saying is, if you stealing, You want to try to identify about them just looting through little stores that you can get back any motherfucker. No matter what's been, no matter how it was stolen, it's stolen. You see what I'm saying? You putting people through things that's been stolen from them, everything that they've had, jobs, money, savings, gone. And I look at it as being stolen.
Okay.
Because a person was in position to deflect what's been going on as the level has made it, and it could have been deflected. And he didn't make a move, so I feel like people could have kept what was theirs. Everything's been stolen. And every time in history.
Okay, so stolen, do you agree with really the looting? Do you agree with the looting, yes or no?
I don't feel too bad about it, but it needs to stop now.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you made your point.
I'm going to call you by your government.
Hey, listen.
My
you,
cousin.
Listen.
Do you agree with the looting? Listen. Yes or no?
I'm not looting.
I need to get a yes or no.
Check this out, though. Listen, because my yes or no has to have a little bit of context. I'm saying I'm not looting. Right?
Do you agree with it?
But I understand to a certain level why they did start it and make it. Because when you marching and protesting and walk through the streets, it's done. When you go around the street in a certain neighborhood and the business is burnt the fuck up, you make a statement.
What was the statement? Tell me the statement.
The statement.
Tell me the statement is because the statement I get out of that veil.
I'm just, you know what?
They gonna reopen again, and you know what? They gonna get new shit because they got insurance.
If they open back up again, because they might not want to come back.
Target is everywhere. You think they're not gonna open back up?
No, I'm just saying. Because sometimes we look.